And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in the beautiful downtown Grand Rapids studios. It was about 12 degrees when I picked up Bob this morning. Yeah, you better get out and fire up your grill a couple minutes ahead of time to get it hot because it's chilly out. But the sun's shining. It's a beautiful day. I can't think of a better thing to do than get out in your backyard. Oh, wait. Yes, I can. I can sample some of this Domaine Berry and Sellers Winery. We've got Wally Maurer in the studio with us. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop, and everybody out there in grilling world. We are pig slayers and beef bandits. We love just putting anything on the grill, and I just heard some wine cork in there. That's a great sound, too.
Yeah.
We are happy to be sitting here with a good friend of the show, and it's Wally Maurer, and I know a lot of Maurers. You guys are a prolific family. You're all over the state.
You know, those Germans, they, you know, it got cold, and they, you know, they made it, you know.
Why are they all propagated. Born in October? Yeah, I don't know.
It was must be that New Year's time, that winter, that cold winter in January.
Yeah. They either make wine or beer, too.
Right.
Well, anyway, Domaine Berry and Cellars, you have, I just love your wines, and we're so fortunate in Michigan. I just got an article recently about all the awards Michigan wineries are winning. And funny story about Wally is I'm in Chicago a couple weeks ago with Rob Russell, Cowboy Rob from The Good One. And we're at TGI Fridays next to our hotel. And we're sitting there, and Rob's making a joke about this guy next to him's got camo on because I was beating Rob up for going to Chicago with his camo jacket. And as it turns out, we had a great time with this fellow named Dave, and his fishing buddy is Wally.
So that's right. Us winemakers like to do a little fishing here and there.
We're sitting in Chicago talking about you. It was kind of a cool coincidence. But anyway, Domaine Berry and Estate Wines. Tell us what that means.
Well, what that means is when you're an estate winery, you're controlling everything with the winemaking process. That includes the growing of the grapes, the making of the wine, the bottling of the wine, and really a majority of the selling of the wine. A lot of the wines that we do sell come out of our tasting room there at the winery.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I've never had a sip of Domaine Berry and that didn't just blow me away.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that because you're here. That you can't say that to just anybody on their wines because it's not true. But you've just got a quality product, and that being an estate wine, I think the control over growing your grapes and all that stuff, just that's kind of a big deal.
Right, and what we like to say is we grow our wines. So
nice.
We're not making them. We have a great site. We grow 21 different varieties, so it gives us a nice selection of wines. And it really makes a difference when the raw material, you're able to make decisions there in the vineyard that will affect the wine a year, 2 years down the road.
But I just find it incredible that Michigan has this ability to, I mean, 20 years ago, if you had told me that we're going to be producing some of the best wines in the world out of Michigan, I mean, it'd been pretty hard to believe. But, you know, a bunch of wineries 60, 50 years ago started, and they just keep growing. And I think of St. Julian's and some of these really old ones. And, I mean, you guys, you've been up, how long have you been open now?
We've been open 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it's gone very fast.
Uh-huh.
So, Wally, you brought us a white wine. I'm not familiar with the varietal. What is this particular bottle that you've opened?
Well, the name of the grape is called Marsan, and it's you haven't heard of it because it's very unique. I'm the only grower of it in Michigan.
Really?
Yeah, originally a grape from the Rhone region of France. Makes a really nice white, good mouthfeel, some nice stone fruit character. It's not too dry, though it is a dry wine. And I brought it today because this is my bratwurst wine, you know, on the grill. It just goes beautiful with bratwurst. Barbecue, a nice sweet, big, tangy sauce. A white, it's summer, it's hot. It is just a great accompaniment to standing there by the grill. Like with one-handed grilling.
This is beautiful.
That's exactly right. That's our motto.
And it's a Marsan.
Marsan, yes.
Now, you brought this because I told you my favorite domain variant is Steelhead.
Yes, and currently, I'm sorry, but we're out of Steelhead.
Because okay. It's everybody else's favorite, too.
Yeah. Well, I can see why you'd be out. Now we're going to make it even worse by telling everybody about the Marsan, so let's go down and get some.
I don't think it's worse. I think it's better. That's part of our job, and the pleasure that we have is turning people on to great Michigan products, and this is certainly another one. Where can I find the winery, or where can I find the wine, even more importantly?
Well, we're located down in Berrien County, Michigan, just about 4 miles south of St. Joseph, Michigan. And locally here in the area, there's several of the fine wine stores that have them. But right now, John Russo's Warehouse is probably one of the best spots.
Who was just on the show.
Yep. Best spots to pick up these varieties that we're going to be tasting and kind of kicking around today.
Phenomenal. So if I wanted to buy a bottle of this wine, it's a holiday season. Oftentimes when I go to parties, holiday parties at people's homes, I'll bring a bottle of wine as a gesture and a gift. And can you give me a tip? A lot of people, me inclusive, I'm not a sommelier. I don't know my wines as well. When I walk up and I'm looking across that a wine selection in your tasting room, do you have them organized in categories? Or just give me a couple little quick tips that I might, questions I might ask your tasting room person so that I get the right wine to take to my guest.
Well, a lot of times, you know, you bring a bottle of wine over for the holidays. It might be consumed with the appetizers, with a bowl of pretzels, and or with your meal. So something that's versatile and it goes everywhere would be a nice white, something like the Marsan, a Chardonnay blend, something that's just fun, refreshing, and crisp. If you know, though, that there's something dinner, it's going to be open for dinner, and a red wine would fit, you know, then a nice Cab Sauvignon or a Syrah or a Merlot even.
This is almost like a Gewurz.
Yeah, it has that nice fruity character.
It does, but it's got a nice dryness, and it's not an overpowering fruit flavor.
No.
If you just tuned in, we're the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM, and we're sipping on some Marsan from Domaine Berrien, and we have our friend Wally Maurer here. And you're on the Southwest Michigan Wine Trail, and that's when I first went into your beautiful establishment. I mean, you live right there. It's, as a matter of fact, you were in the shower the first time I was down there. And Katie, your wife, is so sweet. She said, he can't come out right now because he's in the shower. But you're doing it all down there. You're riding a tractor. You're taking your shoes off, stomping grapes. Do you still do that? You have to jump on with your bare feet? Or
once in a while on Friday nights, you know.
What a beautiful facility you have, though. Your tasting room's awesome, and, man, I just have a ton of respect for anybody who could put a business together like that and just be as prolific as you are.
Well, it's definitely a passion. You know, we love to grow wine, and we love to make good, high-quality wine out of the grapes we grow.
Oh, it's wonderful. This Marsan, Domaine Berrien, I mean, you can open this up with anything. That right there fits everything. And I think we have to pour a glass for Brian, but I'm afraid our show will go off the air if we do that.
Well, yeah, and Brian, you know, he's on the clock, so we have to be careful about that. You know, one last tip that I'd like to talk about is that on the front of a bottle of wine is the front of the label. You're going to get the type of grape that the wine is made out of generally on the front of the bottle. You turn around on the back of the bottle, and you're going to get some of the vintner's, what he feels are the, he or she feels are the characteristics of the wine. You hear words like zesty, mouth-watering, citrus. Those generally lend to an acidity and more of maybe a white wine, where the red wines, you're going to get fleshy, you're going to get berries, you're going to get words like dark plum and things and full-bodied. Those are more of your red wines and your that you eat with red meat as well. So just, again, the Grilling Guys trying to bring you up to speed on how to choose a wine for the holidays. So coming up next, Bob's going to break down the prime rib for Christmas recipe that his wife Maureen does. It's on our website, thegrillingguys.com. And we're going to talk with Wally a little bit more about some great red wines to go with that Christmas prime rib. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.